Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Kyle with us here at Riverwind, South Jersey, the Ron Jaworski Celebrity Golf Challenge. We're going to be joined by Joss coming up in a little bit here. We love coming to this outing every year.
Yeah, it's nice. Always a nice time, man.
It is. Beautiful place, and we're more dressed for the occasion as the year goes on. Less green sweatsuits anymore.
We're growing. We're still rocking the green.
Yeah, no, the green's fine. I mean, we're both wearing green today.
We're wearing green, yeah, but we got the collared shirts on.
Golf shirts.
We're adhering to the rules.
Yes, well, for now.
For this Riverwind, time, yeah. Of Riverwind.
Is there a volume thing?
Yeah, no. Well, there better not be, or we won't last.
Well, they always put us in a good room where we could yell in here. Yes. It's not that big of a deal.
We've been loud because somebody walked around the corner and looked at me like he's about to say something. When I gave him that scowl, he did not.
Well, this always happens. We always realize how loud we are when they send us out into public. Like, oh, wow.
Because we'd be in the studio yelling at each other.
Don't ask you for an autograph while we're on the air either.
I don't think anyone here is going to do that. Golf outing.
We'll see. I see a certain name on the list that did it last time. Yeah.
Oh, he's back.
Oh, he's on the show.
Your buddy, yeah. No, he's not. We're not going to bring him on the show. All right, 215.
I was like, you can.
Nah,
it's okay. I know how that.
No, you don't. 215-592-9494.
I know how that. All right. A bad rap, but
Stop.
Speaking of how to act.
Yeah.
I got to tell you guys. I wish we could have brought this to the air today. It didn't work out timing-wise. We're going to try to do it during the NFL season. We had ourselves a lively conversation with Steve Smith right here. Before the show. He held court with us for about, 35 minutes.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, has lots to say about everything with the Eagles, Hurts, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Very opinionated. And I mean, he was fun to talk to. He was a nice guy.
Yeah, he is, man. And it's funny. And, Steve played receiver. And a lot of times, since we've been talking about receiver a lot, I asked him, what did he think about A.J. Brown in the offense?
Yeah.
And he said he thinks he's gonna play well. Mm-hmm. And he said everything. He said his attributes are down. He's not the guy that he used to be. But
speed-wise, separation,
And we were talking about route running. And he said, listen, what did he say? His analogy was, if you go to the donut shop to get donuts, you're not going to get a steak. He's a receiver.
Yeah, right.
So he's going to catch the ball. And it was wild, man. But I had a great time talking to him, talking about football. And I got to tell you, not saying a whole lot, but we are in lockstep with a whole lot of thought processes that we have when it comes to this, because it's not so – and no disrespect to what was it, Neil? Or what his name was, the guy that just called, we were going back and forth with.
It definitely was Shay.
Shay. Sorry, no disrespect to Shay.
Where did Neil come from?
I don't know. Neil popped in my head. But no disrespect. No disrespect to Shay, because it's a lot of times, I think people think when we come on here, we're trying to bash somebody. That's not what we're doing. We're talking from a perspective of, number one, of the life that we lived and how you see it. Now, I might be wrong in the way that I assess it, right? But normally when you have the quarterback that has so much questions asked about him in offseason and you have somebody new come in that's not telling to anybody, a lot of times things change, and if he can't adapt quickly enough, because it's about adaptability in the NFL.
Of course.
If you don't pick something up quick enough, then the NFL, they can't wait for you. And you're talking about a situation. This is the perfect storm for Jalen. It can make him or break him, because – He's in the throes of being in a contract situation this year. And he's also in the throes of a lot of questions being asked about his abilities late in his football career. And if he can't adapt and change, and another thing, his ability to adapt and change, because we've heard a lot of people say that every time they try to implement a new offense, he goes back to what he's comfortable with.
And they've in the past gone with him. They've walked that walk with him. Let's just go back to the what we know, what we're good at.
So what you have to understand is, first of all, take the emotion out of it, because this is not emotional for me. This is just reading the tea leaves. If Jalen comes in, if they force this offense on him and he can't pick it up, then what other recourse do they have?
Well, okay, so there's two things. Ultimately, at the end of the day, whenever that day is, I think we disagree on when the day is, end of the season, week six, you're right, Hugh. At the end of the day, they'd have no other choice. They'd have to go to another quarterback. My thing is, I want to give it the full season just to have the most information possible. So one thing you said, I think we should unpack this quickly. Then back to your phone calls, 215-592-9494. You said this, and Hugh, I think this was kind of the crux of what you were saying, and maybe people missed this. If they feel they have a Super Bowl team, you were kind of saying they kind of owe it to themselves, owe it to the other players to get better production at quarterback if they're not getting – do they really feel that? Is that what this year is about? Now, in some years, it's obvious. Like, let's just go through the recent Eagles history. Some years, they obviously don't have a Super Bowl team, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of years, they obviously do. 2024, talent-wise, it wasn't hard to see pretty quickly. They had a lot of talent, right? Saquon is about to have his best year. AJ's still here.
Yes.
I mean, the offensive line was healthy and great. That's why you were saying all year they're going to go to the Super Bowl. Like, they had that kind of talent. I don't know if they think of themselves that way this year. Now, if they do, I think what you're saying makes more sense. But what if they think of themselves as, this is a transition year anyway? Are we going to pull the plug when maybe we're not good enough anyway to get to the Super Bowl?
And I think that will be decided within the first few weeks of the season.
Like, what are we this year?
Yes, I think that'll be decided, because we've already said that we feel like the defense, because Vic Fangio's here,
should be very good.
Is going to take another leap, because you're talking about 3 years in the same system.
Yep.
Right? So you're not changing a whole lot. And you're talking about an offense that, if it gets going, it's going to be some bumps in the road, no question about it. But, and this is the thing you have to hear, people, if it looks like it's getting better, there's going to still be mistakes that are being made. And if it looks like it's getting better, Jalen's fine. And I've said that. And I also said in this conversation that it doesn't have to be a huge leap for him to be here next year. It could be an incremental growth. But in the extreme case, if Jalen's back there burping the baby and he doesn't know where to go with the football, or he's throwing interceptions or something like that, they're gonna put in Andy Dalton. I mean, I don't know how hard that is to understand.
Well, it's a lot of people to accept. I understand what you're saying. The acceptance out there is the problem.
But again, and I framed it as the worst case scenario, the most extreme that it can be.
You know I hear where you're coming from,
I know, listen.
Joe's a QB bencher.
Yeah.
He gets it.
I mean, I had the private thoughts about McKee last year.
That
everyone
they were private.
Really, I'm disappointed in everyone, how they reacted to me about that. I was being vulnerable on the air. I was telling you what I was thinking.
It was supposed to be a safe space.
It was not treated as that. I've been
mean. That was violated.
It was wrong. Anyway, 215-592-9494. It was not fair.
Mm-mm.
All right, should Jalen Hurts get the entire season to figure out the new offense no matter what,
so,
yes or no?
I guess it's the Dalton part of this that
wrap your mind around.
Because what's the upside?
Right, because if there's a young guy who I want to get a look at, then I can stomach that. But I don't give a crap about Andy Dalton if Jalen can't pick up the offense.
Okay, let me present it to you like this, right? Because, Joe, we talked about, and this is looking ahead, but we talked about how Howie was trying. He was adamant about getting a first round pick for next year, right?
That's what he wanted.
He wanted a first round pick for next year.
And we know what that class is supposed to be.
Yes. And you're moving on from, think about it, like just pull back for a minute and look at the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. Now, there's some speculation recklessly that they're going to move on, or they're going to trade Tanner McKee, try to get a draft pick or something, right?
There's some logic to this.
They're trying to get picks,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You bring in Andy Dalton, the older quarterback, and he is the bus driver. He's trying to get you to the next stop. Why are they doing that?
Well,
like, say extreme case, why are they doing that? Jalen is up for a contract. You're already – and we've already discussed that this defense, there's going to be some guys that you're going to have to pay on defense.
Yep.
Jalen's a lame duck, right?
I see what you're laying out.
Well, let me lay it out for you, because you see it, Joe, but the folks out in radio land, they don't get it. So if Jalen doesn't play well, you put Andy in. Andy's the bus driver. He's the stopgap. Until you accumulate those draft picks and put yourself in position to potentially get you a quarterback next year.
Well, here's another angle to the draft picks thing. If we're at a point late in the season where we've dropped the Super Bowl aspirations, we've dropped the Jalen aspirations. This is maybe more on the minor side of it. We're talking about accumulating assets to move up. Doesn't it behoove the Eagles to almost put a lesser player in? Like, Dalton you put in to keep you above water, maybe win you a game or two.
I mean, what you're talking about is Red Star Cole Payton.
That might be the line you split between getting a look at him, and you're not really, like, you know, the players are always going to play hard and the coaches are always going to coach hard. But if you're Howie, you're like, do I really want a higher draft? Do I want this draft pick to be
five
spots higher?
Remember the last game of the season?
Right.
They tanked it.
That's lesser on the scale here, but I do think that might have to be a part of it.
Yeah, it could be. All right, poll questions. One, yes or no on Hurts. Does he get the full season? And I like this one. Which caller do you like better, Chris from Middletown or Aaron in San Diego?
That's close last I looked.
It's very close. The loser of that poll is going to have a tough weekend. All right, 215-592-9494. We're going to be joined by Jaws coming up in a little bit here. We will get to some top 11 stuff, specifically two of our coworkers here with contrasting thoughts on some of the big names on top 11 week. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. We have Eric, who is in California, up on WIP. Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Eric. What's up?
Happy Friday, Spanish coal miner, Hugh.
Hey, happy Friday, Eric.
Happy Friday.
All right. So I say, regarding how many games Jalen gets, it depends. If he's showing flashes of proficiency, a good half here, a good half there, then a bad half, then you keep giving him time. But if he's going entire halves without completions and it's totally S-wording the bed, I say week six, and then you pull it. Because what are the chances, if he's doing terrible week 1-6, that he's going to figure it out and turn it on week 7-17?
So it's a fair question. The chances probably aren't great. But let me ask you this. Is 6 weeks enough to decide he cannot run this system and we're done with him as the quarterback of the team? Doesn't it feel short, like a short sample, small sample?
I would say if you view that six-week sample in conjunction with periods in the past of inability to adapt and a necessity to play a very limited breadth of offensive football, then no, it wouldn't be too.
Yeah,
too
okay.
Short
I mean, I now that's an interesting perspective. If you kind of view it all in one thing, because I think some people have kind of just erased last season and we're starting fresh. If you include last season and then we have 6 weeks where it doesn't look good, that may be a different way of looking at the trajectory of the player.
But you can't, because when you talk about Jalen as a whole, as a quarterback, Jalen has at this point in his career, he's had way more tremendous highs than he's had lows.
I agree
with
you.
That's a fact.
Yes, I agree.
But we're talking about, like, this is how you have to look at it. If you're an Eagles fan, this is how you have to look at this next year. If Jalen's your guy moving forward, then you need Jalen to be more of in the vein of a Patrick Mahomes. You can't have halves where you're not completing passes passing league where you're giving your quarterback $120 million. That's what this conversation at the end of the day boils down to money. This decision is going to boil down to money, because if your quarterback isn't back there quarterbacking, how do you justify giving him $100 million more?
Well, especially when you have to pay other people.
That's what I was about to say, Joe. And you got to pay Cooper DeJean. Because, see, people aren't looking at it for what it is. Because you've been asking the question all week long, but people have been so stuck in their feelings, they're not hearing what you're saying. How are you going to pay all these people? Where are you going to get all this money from, especially if you're giving your quarterback $120 million? Because if you give him $120 million, you know what you're telling you? You know what in essence you're saying? Is he's going to be the guy that's going to carry my team for the next 5 years.
He will make up for the losses of the other
players. And you have to be sure that if you move on from those other guys, that he is going to be that guy that you can count on every Sunday not to give you two halves with no passes completed.
Cook.
That's all I'm saying.
He kind of cooked there, Eric.
No,
he
but I'm
cooked.
Just saying, if you can't see that, then I don't know. Like, you two wrapped up personally in somebody you really don't even know.
Well, yeah, and he doesn't know you.
I think he's talking about that last. You're still mad at that last chase.
What was his name, Barry or Ben?
I'm not mad at anybody.
Tyler.
It was Shay. We like you, Shay.
I'm just trying to get people to see it for what it is. It's not – for me, this is not personal. You know, it's just – you have this is a money game. At the end of the day, this is about money.
Yeah, I get you.
And if you're gonna give your quarterback $120 million, you better make sure he's able to carry the pails of water. You better make sure he can.
Let me ask you one last question, Hugh. What happens if the offense line and the running game is cooking and Saquon's going for 175 a game, and Jalen is only asked to throw 10 completions, 150 yards? And he doesn't have to do very much. How does that affect? But we're winning games.
You know what? That's a good question. And I think
it's a good problem
to
have, right?
Yeah.
If they're winning games.
And I said incrementally, if he plays well, then we're not having this conversation. But I feel like for them, because the last two seasons, as far as completions and throwing the ball has been concerned, it's not been that great. When you talk about all these other quarterbacks, look at Sam Darnold last year. He had three games where it was a straight-up shootout with Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
Had straight-up shootouts.
Won the overtime, won the regular season.
Think about it like this, people. Go back to our first game of the season and how our game looked, and then go to the weekend. And think about that for a minute. And if you can't think about it, just go watch the week one games. Watch our game first, and then watch the week one games, and then see how different it was. They were throwing the ball all over the schoolyard. That's what the Eagles want. Like, Jalen wins, and Jalen does it his way. But the problem is this. That's antiquated. Teams have gotten used to that. He's gotten familiar.
Well, that's why the offense stopped last year. Yeah.
He's gotten familiar.
Yep.
And they know that, you know, and the unfortunate thing about it, when you talk about Saquon going for 175 yards, that's not going to happen if you can't throw the ball. That's not going to happen if you can't throw the ball consistently. Because as a defender, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm not defending the pass when I know you don't want to pass. You want to run the ball. So in order for me to get this defense, to soften the defense up, you're going to have to start throwing the ball at a more efficient clip. And then you can incorporate the running game. That's what the Eagles want to do.
Well, they do. I mean, they've wanted that for years, and they've worked around it. And look, Jalen had a year at one point in his career back in 2022 where he threw the ball really well. I mean, that's why he finished second in MVP, and they were putting up points. I mean, the second quarters that season were historic. I mean, they felt like they were up 28-3 every time you looked up at halftime. And then, you know, since then it hasn't been quite like that. Let's go to OG Wade, who is up on WIP. OG.
What's up, fellas? How are we doing today?
Good, OG. What's up?
All right, let me start off here. One word, and it ain't relaxed. It's compartmentalized. Here's the problem, okay? The question is, what would the organization do or what the fans would do, a fan boy would do? You see what I'm saying? Because, see, to me, with Jalen Hurts as being the quarterback that the Eagles drafted in the second round that they planned for, the Eagles organization is in the green. They're batting 1,000 with Jalen Hurts. You see what I'm saying? So now I hear everybody talking about Jalen Hurts's negatives, right? He couldn't complete a pass in the second half of a game and everything. People don't remember the drop balls. They don't remember the call that was overturned, that Smitty did actually catch the ball, but the referee wanted Buffalo to get in the game, so they didn't give him the overturn on that. Okay, and then on top of that, no one's talking about Jalen Hurts being the only quarterback in the entire NFL to have a perfect game last year. And then backed it up with a damn near another one the year after that. The game after that. And on top of that one, when you're looking at Jalen Hurts as your quarterback, Jalen Hurts' floor, his floor is the playoffs. Jalen Hurts' ceiling is Super Bowl MVP. There's not another quarterback in the entire NFL that can stake claim to that fact. So if you want to be thinking about benching Jalen Hurts at any point in time, first of all, you got to do some historical data information. Sean Mannion has no historical data of being successful at any level in football, period. Not no play calling, not no play designing. So you're asking Jalen Hurts, a Super Bowl MVP caliber quarterback, to basically trust and believe that Sean Mannion, someone has never done what he's about to do right now, to go out there and be perfect at something that this man's never seen before. Well, I think you're going to have to reevaluate your thinking, because it's about historical data.
I disagree with the historical data thing. That only works until it doesn't work. It's not the past.
No, it works in business, Joe. It works in business.
But there's a difference between athletes decline. Business things, there's trends. I understand your point, and I do. You're right. Trends and things go up and they go down, and you could base things on the past. I agree to an extent in sports. In with players, you could say a guy's, let's say he's a pass rusher, 10 sacks, 10 sacks, 10 sacks. Well, then they get hurt, or they fall off a cliff, or they decline. Like, just because Jalen has played well in the past, and I agree with you, he mostly has, and they've won with him, that won't last forever. Now, when that changes, I don't know, OG. It could be now. It could be 3 years from now. That's up to them to figure out. But, like, this idea that he's just going to roll out there and win 9 or 10 games every year because he's done in the past, that's not how it works.
But, Joe, looking at the historical data that we have on Jalen Hurts, that's how it has worked.
Right, but let me give you an example to where it stops. I'm going to give you a quarterback, and then you're going to tell me what happened after. 11 wins, 13 wins, 12 wins, 10 wins, 9, 10, 11, 12. And then after that, it was 6, 4, 7, 6, 0. And now he's going to be on television. His name is Russell Wilson. I could have said the same thing about Russ. When the Seahawks traded him, I could have said, they're crazy. The floor, the ceiling, Super Bowl, 9 wins is the floor. And he fell off a cliff, OG. So,
Joe, let me
ask
you this question, Joe.
Yes.
Let me ask you this question. When you're doing something, and as far as with the people coming to watch the Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah. You think they're coming, they're spending money to come to see Andy Dalton
no,
play?
No, I do not know. Jalen Hurts. And that, OG, okay. to be fair on this, I'm giving Jalen the whole year. I'm just saying historical stuff only goes so far.
I get it. I don't want y'all to think I'm doing this opinion. This is not my opinion. Well, this is just business. I'm saying the Eagles at the end of the day and the beginning of the day, they're a business. I don't give a damn what nobody says.
I agree with that.
Okay, we can get on this radio and play like we don't know this, and it's all about the fans. Trust me, it ain't. They don't give a damn about what the fans think in terms of who how they're going to run their organization. Mm-hmm. They looking at that green and that red.
Yes, yes.
Jalen Hurts is green with them. I don't give a damn what you say. You know what I'm saying? Now, if Jalen Hurts end up having a 6-game season, whatever, then I'll make some changes.
Okay.
I'm not making no damn changes if my floor with the player is playoffs and my ceiling is Super Bowl MVP.
And that is OG. It's fair. And you and I mostly are on the same side. I think we just disagree why we're getting there. But I think one thing we have to consider is just because it's been a successful run doesn't mean the Eagles won't act. I mean, is this the same franchise that let Brian Dawkins walk away? Like, just because you've been special here or good here doesn't mean – there's not a reality of your situation. I mean, Hugh, that's not how pro football works.
Father Time is undefeated, man. And shout out to OG because he brought some good takes. But the bottom line is this: if Jalen's play is declining, he was right. The Eagles are in the business of making green.
Yes,
they're going to get another quarterback. And if he doesn't pick it up, then they're left with no other choice but to get another quarterback. And here's the thing, because a lot of people do this, man, and I can never in my position or never would I ever attempt to try to take away anything that Jalen has accomplished because he's accomplished that. But you also have to understand that this is a business. And if Jalen is not doing his job, then they're going to have to move on from
Jalen. And I just think football's the sport more than any that your accomplishments only matter until the tape doesn't match them anymore. I mean, I'm sitting next to you, Hugh. You were an all-pro player. And then
– pew, pew.
No, I don't mean it's a shot. It's the truth, right?
Pew, pew.
Well, I might as well.
You went from all – you went from all-pro player to not very good pretty fast.
Yes.
Right? And, like, it wasn't a personal thing. They watched the tape and you weren't getting to the quarterback anymore.
I just – don't you kind of contradict yourself?
Am I right?
No, you – listen, Joe.
That's football.
It's the nature of the beast.
Yes.
That's why – for everybody that does this, it's not emotional. It's not. It's what I see. And we even got
this is vibrating on a higher level.
No, it's just what I see. And I might – like, listen, I might be wrong.
And we tell you
But it's mine. Yeah. And I'm going to own it.
Yeah. I just feel like when you start talking about historical data and then the Eagles are a business and they have to think forward that way, you almost kind of contradict yourself.
You know what? And you know what else happens when we have these conversations? And everybody does it. They tell me what Jalen did 2 to 3 years ago.
In football, that's forever. That's forever.
And we're talking about – I can't – and again, Jalen has accomplished what he's accomplished. Mm-hmm. My conversation is about last year and what happened last year. Nobody played well last year.
Yeah.
Nobody played well. But the quarterback is being looked at to take that next step.
Yeah, well, he is.
Bottom line.
All right, 215-592-9494. We got a lot to talk about. We'll get to everyone's phone calls. Tri-Day Friday, something you love, even though you know it's really not that great. He was going to Ohio tonight. I think that's the way he feels about Ohio, deep down. Your take on all this, Jalen Hurts. I'd give him the full year. I'd give him the full year to figure out the offense for him to make a decision. Hugh, if it goes bad, he would bench him during the season. Where do you come down on that part of the Hurts conversation? We'll also dive into some top 11 stuff here. I mean, two of our favorites, Al and Jolly. You're not going to believe what they did with their top 11s. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You ever wonder why Fanatics Sportsbook is America's fastest-growing sportsbook? Other sportsbooks, where their rewards are just the same old, but fan cash, ha-ha, it's the ultimate sports currency. And betting with Fanatics lets you stack fan cash. With Fanatics Sportsbook, you can get up to 10% fan cash back on your wagers, win or lose. Use your fan cash to unlock the world of Fanatics with unlimited profit boost, exclusive merch, collectibles, game tickets, and so much more. If you want value for your bets, Fanatics will always have your back. Did I also mention that they're giving away millions in fan cash this year with games like Fan Cash Drop? Tap in every Friday to see what the fuss is all about. So switch to a sportsbook that will always give you more to play with. Go check it out for yourself and download the Fanatics Sportsbook app today. Winning hits different over here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-MY-RESET.